We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Doug Deacon.
Deacon's seen a lot of things in his days as an analyst for the Browns.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's seen some of the things we saw yesterday in this game, including the butt interception.
Right? Well, Deke, you got the butt interception.
Yep.
You've got two of the worst challenges I've ever seen by Freddie. We had no chance of winning either
of
those challenges.
Not going for it on fourth and 11, but going for it on fourth and 16.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about it. And then taking a penalty on purpose. Deke, what do you say about some of these things?
Well, taking the penalty on purpose, I think that was just a communication gaffe where, you know, the special teams guys ran out there and you know, then you were running out of clock, and that was – he wanted to try to save the timeout, but, yeah, it didn't look good. I mean, it was awkward by all standards in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that.
I would just call the timeout, right?
I agree.
And say, because the odds of getting a fourth and 16 at that point are so slim. I mean, fourth and 11 is tough as it is, but you can it's a vital play. Call a timeout and get your best play in there.
If you don't get the first down, that timeout doesn't matter anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
that's right.
The only saving grace is they missed the field goal. So, but I mean, yeah, it was just not what you would have anticipated somebody doing. I mean, it kind of shocked me. I'll admit that.
Yeah. What did you think of those challenges, though?
The offensive pass interference with those rub routes, I still haven't figured out exactly what it is, but, you know, it seems like we're the team that doesn't know how to run them because we always get called for them. And I think it's, you know, it's in the execution. I mean, you have to make it look, you know, make the guy go around you without, you know, trying to run into him.
You're right. But the thing is, those never get overturned.
No.
They don't overturn pass interference. This season – I don't know. Maybe a couple have been
a few, but they're not going to overturn it. It was a good call.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that was when it's close, they're just going to let it stand. So, I don't know. Freddie just seems clueless when it comes to when to challenge and when not to challenge.
He gets emotional.
He does.
Well,
yes. And you got to take emotion out of this. Okay.
He's overly aggressive sometimes, and you know, that's kind of his mindset. But with that said, sometimes I think you got to back off a little bit.
Well, and I think the team's the same way. I mean, you're overly aggressive. I think that's when you start to make mistakes. And the team right now, they kind of have the identity or the mindset of the coach, which is kind of careless, frankly.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of undisciplined penalties that they do get. And I think, you know, it kind of starts with the leadership part of it. You know, and you talk to somebody from the Patriots, and they say how the players in-house police the team. And, you know, that all starts with Tom Brady and Belichick. Well, when you have a quarterback that's playing well and, he's been the league MVP two or three times, he's got six Super Bowl wins, you know, his voice carries a lot. Then you have a young quarterback that's struggling, and, you know, sometimes you're just trying to do your job than looking at the big picture of, you know, hey guys, we can't do this and win games.
Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deke, how did you think McCray played at left tackle, and what did you think about some of the rotating they were doing on the offensive line?
Well, I think they're trying to find out if they got some players. Unfortunately, they picked up a couple, you know, at the end of training camp, so they didn't get a lot of reps, and I think they were putting them in there just to kind of see how they fit. McCray, you know, he did okay. But the thing is, you know, the Patriots, you know, they abuse you more mentally than they do physically. I mean, they don't have that premier pass rusher like, you know, Myles Garrett or Von Miller. But, you know, they run a lot of blitzes and, you know, they show you one thing and come with another. And it's a big mental challenge, I think, when you play them.
Something here is going on with this Rashard Higgins situation. You know, Freddie today in his press conference alluded to something different a couple weeks back when Higgins was asked about, you know, playing in the game that he was active for. And he's not getting on the field.
Did you hear the comment today, Deke?
Yeah, I heard it. He said, go back and ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, he got in, you know, for the one play, and he gets the I think he caught one pass for 2 yards, but he gets the penalty, and defensively, I didn't think we played that bad, you know, against Tom Brady, you know, Patriots team. I mean, we gave him 17 points off the get-go. I think in the first quarter we only had 7 plays, and 3 of them were turnovers. And you know, you never the way Nick Chubb plays, you can't blame that kid. He plays so hard and he plays so well. One was just a freak thing where it got kicked out, and the other one, he didn't see the guy coming. The guy did a great job of punching it out. You know, credit to the Patriots for, you know, the techniques that they teach. But, you know, Chubb is the last guy that you point a finger at on that football team.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, too, because especially that second fumble, it gets lost after the fumble that was an incredible run on that play.
Oh, I mean, nobody brings him down but himself. To use the word stud, that is Nick Chubb. And, you know, and the thing is, the field position that you lost, you know, you're down there in the red zone on the one and on the botch play. You know, we botched it in their red zone. So pretty much, you know, we gave them with pretty much 17 points. We spotted them right off the get-go. And with a guy that's got 299 wins, that's all he needs.
You know, you talk about not wanting to point the finger at Chubb. I agree. I mean, I think there's plenty of finger pointing you can do.
Yep.
You know, who do you blame? And besides Freddie, like in terms of the players, I think Baker, to me, gets the most blame. What do you think?
Well, you know, Baker didn't play totally. I thought he played better than he had in the past. And watching him in pregame warmups, you know, because our team went out when it was raining to warm up to get, you know, kind of acclimated to it. And, you know, the ball was coming out a little squirrely, you know, because of the weather. And, you know, as the game went on, I thought, you know, he did okay. But with that said, no, when you look at the number of turnovers at interceptions he's thrown during the course of the season, you know, those numbers you can't win with. I mean, he knows he's got to cut down on them. And it's just a matter of sometimes you got to be more disciplined in your ability to be a gunslinger as opposed to being a quarterback taking what the defense gives you.
Doug Deacon is with us on the hotline. Doug, the Browns traded Jannard Avery today. Another one of those kind of puzzling trades. I know they got some value because he was originally a fifth-round pick, and they got a fourth-round pick from Philly today. Couldn't get on the field, though. And he's one of your better pass rushers and better defensive players, and I didn't get why he wasn't playing, and now they traded the guy.
Yeah, you ask somebody and they say, well, he just didn't fit the defensive scheme. But, you know, I always, you know, people kind of compared him as how he played to the way James Harrison used to play for the Steelers. You know, he's not the tallest guy, but he had the powerful legs and he could jack up an offensive lineman and drive him back. He was only active for 2 games so far this season. And I thought he was going to be one of the, you know, key components to the rotation up front. But, you know, somehow he got lost in the shuffle, and I don't know if he upset somebody or they didn't like his effort or they just didn't think that there was a position that, you know, he could excel at.
Deke, let's wrap it with this. There's been rumors of Trent Williams. Maybe the Redskins will move him. I do not think the way they're playing, and listen, maybe they'll turn it around, we'll see, but at 2-5, you're a long shot to make the playoffs. I don't think the Browns should trade their first-round pick for Trent Williams. At this point, when you're a long shot to make the playoffs, what do you think?
No, not a first-round pick, especially for a guy that's, 31, 32 years old and has an injury history. Plus, he hasn't been in any kind of training camp. I mean, you're kind of rolling the dice on that one. I think you look to the draft next year and say, hey, you know, we got 7-8 picks.
Right.
Let's get about 4 or 5 offensive linemen. Let's go to Iowa and go to Wisconsin and scout and see what they have.
Yeah. Good stuff, Deke. We appreciate the time as always.
Hey, Doug.
Yes.
How about your homecoming for your
Illinois.
I was down there for that one. That was
that's pretty cool.
And then they actually stacked one on top of it with a win over Purdue this week.
Is Lovie Smith?
Yeah, these guys told me that no way Purdue would lose to Illinois.
Is Lovie Smith turning the corner out there? Huh?
I don't know if he's turning the corner, but he's got 2 Big Ten wins, and I think that's more than he's had in the last 3 or 4 years.
That's so. Turning it around. All right, Deke.
Okay.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.